Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
There are some chauvinistic a-holes out there that say women aren't funny, and I disagree. I mean, watch a woman throw up. It's so funny.
Ew.
106.5 The End.
We love our Wake Up Call listeners. You can follow us on Instagram at End1065. We received a comment about a week ago from NorCal_YogaBear. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it.
Shouting out people's Instagrams, funny.
She commented, "Hi, Gavin. How was your pizza? Saw you at Via Roma last night. Glad you got that Apple Pay figured out. 29 packs of gum later. It was awesome meeting you in person. Have a great day, team." And then she shouts out intern Kevin. So I have
so many. She recognized me with a mask on, too. I'm always impressed. Like,
our listeners are impressive.
That's crazy.
I have so many questions about this comment. First of all, A, cool that, you know, they're able to recognize you with a mask on. But did you have to buy 29 packs of gum?
Yeah, close to it.
Why?
This was I'm running out to pick up dinner for the family nightmare scenario.
Okay.
So I had to go to two places.
Okay.
Both of them are in that area, and that is not where I live. It's like 20 minutes from where I live.
Okay.
So I drive. The first place was to the cat vet, which is right by Via Roma. So I had to go and buy some more fancy food for my fancy cat. So throw everything else up. So I'm there, and when I get there, I realize, oh my God, I forgot my wallet at home.
So you're already at the cat vet.
Yes. Oh. I already drove 20 minutes away.
Okay.
Okay. And I realized I didn't have my wallet. So then my thought was, well, I do have my phone and I have Apple Pay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go to like a gas station or some place that has Apple Pay, and I'm just going to buy something little.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get cash back.
Smart.
Because my Apple Pay is linked to my debit card.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, fine. So I go to the first place, and it's a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Okay, and I go in there, and I walk in, and I say to the guy, "Do you have Apple Pay?" "Yes." "Can I get cash back?" "Yes." "Fantastic." So I grab a pack of gum, and I throw it on the counter, and I go, "All right, here's my Apple Pay, bloop, bloop, bloop." And I'm looking at the thing. "I only see an option for $10 cash back. How do I take out $100? And he goes, "Oh, we can only do 10. I go, "What do you mean you can only do 10? You should have told me that." He goes, I'm sorry. And I go, "Well, what am I? I don't know what I'm going
to
do."
I like how you're talking to him like this is his problem.
Yeah, right.
And he goes, "You can buy 10 packs of gum." I go, "I'm not going to buy 10 packs of gum. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard." I go, "Fine, give me $10 back then. And there's one pack of gum." Then I go, "Okay, Target. This is the place where they've got bottomless drawers in every cash register."
Sure, yeah.
So I'm going to go, and I'm almost positive that I used my Apple Pay and they offered me cash back. So I go, I grab another pack of gum, and I go I go through the Target thing, and I don't even ask them. Like, I'm so sure.
You're confident.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Buy the pack of gum, they scan it, I pay with my Apple Pay, and she goes, "Okay, thank you," and hands me my receipt, and I go, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't get asked about cash back." And they go, "We don't do cash back."
Oh, no.
I go, "I'm pretty sure you do." And she goes, "We've never done cash back." I go, "No. Okay, fine. There is a gas station right next to this Target." So I go, "Okay, fine." So then I go to that one. Same exact thing.
Yeah, Gavin, there is
Except that now you can only, at that gas station, you can only get $5 cash back. What the F is the point of $5 cash? Can you even buy anything with $5 anymore? So at that point, my wife calls me on the phone and goes, where the hell is dinner? And I go, I forgot my wallet and I'm trying to find an Apple Pay place that'll allow me to do it. And she goes, well, why didn't you just come home at this point? I go, because I'm in too deep, Stacy. If I would have gone back immediately and drove 20 minutes home to get my wallet, yes, that would have been okay. But I've just spent 30 minutes driving around to three different places. I got to go. And I just hang up on her and I go, son of a bitch, that 7-Eleven guy. So I go back and I buy 9 more packs of gum.
You could have just done it. Okay.
Now, hold on. The story's not over.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. So I go and I have all this gum. I finally pick up the cat food and I go into Via Roma to pay for my dinner. And I go in and I'm just exasperated. And that's when I saw a listener and her son. And I was they were just like, hey, Gavin, we love the show. You look really upset. And that's when I was like, I just had to buy 32 packs of gum just so that I could get cash. And then the waitress at Via Roma hears me like having a mini stand-up session about
Please
it.
Please tell me they have Apple Pay there.
They have Apple Pay.
Now, I have to tell you, I know this area because I live a minute and 30 seconds from Via Roma. Why didn't you just call me?
And do what?
And say,
borrow money?
Yeah.
The last thing.
I would have just given you my debit card. You could give it to me the next day.
I'd rather die than be indebted to you. I'd never hear the end of it. If I had to crawl on my knees to your house and say, can I borrow money?
You
would I ever hear the end of it?
You would never hear the end of it.
You know what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.